Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today.
And welcome to the Your Community Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension of Podcast Network. I'm CJ Miller, your host of the Your Community Podcast here through Hoosier Ag Today. And today we're talking about improving access to fruits and vegetables in communities all across Indiana's 92 counties. And we have not just one guest, but we have two very special guests on the Your Community Podcast. Joining us here today is Gina Anderson. She has a dual role with Purdue Extension way down south. We're talking southern Indiana, Floyd County, the New Albany area. She's the Extension Ag Educator with both the Ag and Natural Resources and Community Development in the Floyd County area. Also joining us from the Tippecanoe County area, the West Lafayette campus there at Purdue University, is Karen Mitchell. She's the Consumer Horticulture Extension Specialist at Purdue University, and she's also a part of the Purdue University Department of Horticulture and Landscape Architecture. And Karen, let's start with you. We're talking about a program, a very exciting program called the Grass to Garden program. Tell us how the program started and a little bit about this Grass to Garden program, Karen.
Well, thank you for having me. So the Grass to Garden program is one of my favorite programs. I've been working with it for about 8 years now. We started this program because there was a lot of interest in turning public green spaces into community-based gardens. So I was spending a lot of time working with organizations and individuals to discuss planning a garden. And I decided instead of working one-on-one, that it would be better to develop a program so that I could address all these questions and issues with a classroom of people, and we could share experiences together. And when I started talking to other extension educators around the state, I found that they had the same need. And so a team of educators and I worked together to develop this curriculum.
And so the Grass to Garden program, now almost a decade long, it's been in existence. And I wanted to ask you, Gina, how you became involved in this program.
Well, thank you. Yes. So being in Floyd County, we're a very urban population. We have a lot of people that do struggle with making sure they have fresh fruits and vegetables on their table. And I worked with Karen in kind of the pilot. I was one of the first ones to do it as a class. And actually, we started building our own community garden here in Floyd County. It's on our fairgrounds. And we have about 50 beds that we maintain so that folks can come and grow vegetables for their home and then donate it to the local food pantries.
And Gina, you live in a unique area of the state down in southern Indiana. You were telling me before we hit the record button on the podcast that you're just a stone's throw across the river from the Louisville area. So Floyd County, New Albany is quite built up by, for all intents and purposes, a suburb of Louisville. So no doubt when you have that suburb and you have so few areas that are growing vegetables and fruits and have those available, I'm sure the need in that area is quite great for fresh fruits and vegetables, Gina.
Yes, it is. We have a housing authority that's not very far from our gardens, and that's where we take our produce to. We're able to give them between 300 and 400 pounds of fresh produce every year. The master gardeners, who also have some raised beds throughout the community, donate there as well. And in Clark County, they do the same, because with a very urban population, we do have some folks that are struggling and want to make sure everybody can thrive.
I wanted to ask you, Karen, about when the program was first set up 8 years ago, were you reaching out to, or were you hearing from community leaders? Were you hearing from churches? Were you hearing from businesses? Maybe a mix of all three in terms of who you've been able to help put this program into place.
So it started actually with a group called Grow Local Lafayette. So this is a network of urban sharing gardens. So they develop these types of gardens and shared green spaces to specifically in food insecure areas. And so I was working with a couple churches, a community center, and we were working so hard to develop these gardens that I thought we should share experience. So it was all kinds of different businesses and organizations, but started really with a church.
And not only do you have this grass to garden program where you're providing these fresh fruits and vegetables that are grown in the nearby backyard of those in the community that you're donating these fruits and vegetables to. But Gina, this also gives you and your team with Purdue Extension in Southern Indiana that opportunity to also educate parents and children about the importance of having these fruits and vegetables as part of their diet because of the nutrients and vitamins they provide.
Yeah, that's right. So with our program, we're educating those that want to grow the vegetables and stuff, and then also helping them reach out to the community, which does include how to even prepare some of those, because what we've learned through our role in Extension is sometimes you just don't know what to do with, maybe you have an excess amount of green beans. So, you know, yes, we can donate to the pantry, but if someone from the pantry gets that, what do they do with it? So we are able to take this and, you know, teach those how to start the garden, but then take it a step further and include health and human sciences educators in helping people learn how to prepare and save those that produce.
I would imagine that in those gardens, you mentioned green beans, but I would imagine perhaps sweet corn, tomatoes, watermelons. What else am I leaving out? Onions, perhaps?
My group does grow onions and garlic, potatoes. You name it, it's probably been in the garden. I have a few people doing strawberries. So sweet potatoes took off 1 year. Some Hubbard squashes took over the garden 1 year. Yeah.
You're making me hungry. I know it's just before lunchtime as we record this, and I'm thinking, man, what I wouldn't love to have, you know, some fresh fruits and fresh veggies from the garden, like my mom and dad have in their home in Shelby County.
Yeah, and it's getting close because strawberries will be setting real soon. So yeah, we'll start picking veggies out real soon and fruits.
Well, and I would imagine, Gina, that we're also coming up. Do you have peas as well? Because one thing that I was taught years ago is that peas like the cold weather. And so you can plant peas early before the rest. So I imagine peas also part of that that plan for the garden as well.
Yes, peas are on the planting as well as some of our cabbages and other cold crops.
Oh, that's fantastic. Chatting with Gina Anderson and Karen Mitchell here on the Your Community Podcast. We're talking about the Grass to Garden program, and we're talking about improving access to fruits and vegetables. And Karen, I understand that there are some educational sessions that are also involved in getting folks who are curious about starting their own gardens to get those ramped up. Is that right?
Correct. So the Grass to Garden program is anywhere from 8 to 12 hours of formal education. And then we have worksheets and videos and other resources for them to do as homework and bring back some things that we can discuss as a group and really get into specifics for each garden in person. So we cover everything starting with, you know, the preparation. Where do you even begin? Site selection, involving your community, and then all the way to the harvesting and growing and preparing.
chatting once again, Gina Anderson and Karen Mitchell. We're going to take a quick break, and we will talk more about the Grass to Garden program through Purdue Extension coming up here shortly. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and you're watching the Your Community Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents Your Purdue Extension.
Every spring, planters hit the field setting the foundation for everything that follows. At Bain Welker Equipment, we're doing the same, building the future of our service team. If you've got mechanical skills, problem-solving grit, or hands-on experience, your talent shouldn't be stuck in neutral. Automotive, diesel, industrial, military, those skills transfer here. We're a proud Case IH dealer, keeping Case IH equipment running when farmers need it most. And that takes the best technicians in the business. Planting season is coming fast. The question is, are you ready for more or ready for the same? Better training, real advancement, a team that backs your growth. If you're ready to push further, earn more, and be part of something bigger, visit BainWelker.com/workwithus. Apply today and level up your career.
And we're back on the Your Community Podcast. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, talking about the Grass to Garden program through Purdue Extension. And my guests are Gina Anderson, Ag and Natural Resources Educator and Community Development Educator with Purdue Extension in Floyd County. Also, Karen Mitchell. She is the Consumer Horticulture Extension Specialist at Purdue University. Karen, I'm curious, of course, we know about the success of the program in Floyd County because of the efforts of Gina and her team, but can you share any other successes that you've seen through this program in some of the other counties and some of the other areas where this program has been put into place?
So this is a statewide program. We are actually offering it virtually just coming up in April, but we can offer it in person. So it is offered on a county level around the state at least two or three times a year. And so there's lots of different gardens and spaces that have popped up all over the state. I'm most familiar, of course, with Tippecanoe County, as previously I was the ag educator here in Tippecanoe. And so I worked closely with the gardens here. One success that I still see today that we actually, I just got a memory on social media saying it was 10 years ago this April, the Brown Street Church that we installed 17 raised beds, and they're still growing today. So it's located downtown Lafayette, where there's a lot of food insecurity, and they have a great motto posted where it says, take what you need for your table and pull a weed if you're able. So we are trying to engage not only with the residents to use our produce, our fruits and vegetables, but also to help in maintaining the garden.
And Gina, I'll ask you the same question. Can you share a success story that you've witnessed over your time with the Grass to Garden program in the Floyd County area?
Yeah, I mean, with ours, it is building truly community. While I do have a lot of master gardeners, this community garden has brought in folks that don't have the resources. So we don't charge for our beds. It's a donation based only. And we've had folks that really can't afford to rent a space, but they come, they're welcome because it is titled Our Community Garden. And they get to interact with other gardeners so that they can be successful and make a community. So not only are they learning to grow their vegetables from master gardeners, but they're expanding their circle of friends and making new friends through the community garden.
And once again, this is a program, Karen, that I know you're looking to spread throughout all of Indiana's 92 counties. If folks are interested in getting a hold of you and your team to get that program into place, they're interested in one of the educational virtual sessions that are being offered online, how's the best way to get a hold of you and your team?
So you can always email me directly. However, if you were to do an internet search for Purdue Grass to Garden, you'd likely come up with the community development website, which has all the information regarding the program and a link to sign up as if you're interested. And so it'll be on our mailing list where you would be informed of upcoming classes.
And I'll ask you the same question, Gina. If someone is watching and they're interested in putting this program into place in their community, no matter where they may be across any one of Indiana's 92 counties, and they want to kind of glean some knowledge from you, the things that you've put into place that have worked, perhaps some things that you and your team have tried that haven't worked, how's the best way to get a hold of you and your team, Gina?
Yeah, doing an internet search for Purdue Extension Floyd County will take you to our landing page. I can also be emailed directly at gmanders@purdue.edu. You can also find us through social media channels, and that is also a great way to get a hold of us.
Fantastic. And I always ask this question, but I'll start with you, Karen. Is there anything else that I've forgotten to ask or that you'd like to include as part of our conversation regarding the Grass to Garden program?
Well, I would like to mention that when you think of a community-based garden, they're not always, you know, pay for a plot or rent a plot. Some are sharing gardens, some are education gardens. Some are more private where they're just growing for, a youth community center where they're just trying to educate the residents there. So there's all types of different community-based gardens, and this program is able to help and advise, give you advice on any of these. And so not only garden enthusiasts or volunteers are welcome, but we also try to reach out to the local officials and municipalities. So the Parks and Rec employees will take our class to see how they can incorporate garden space into some of their green space and save the cost on some of the mowing, right?
And Gina, I'll ask you the same question I just asked Karen. Is there anything else that I've forgotten to ask you or that you would like to include regarding our conversation?
Well, I think it's just a great way if people can get involved, because really the way we all build community is through food and what we share. You know, you're talking about if you have a family, you're having conversations around the dinner table. And so food is really kind of the center of our society. So making sure that everyone has access to it is of the utmost importance.
I will ask one final question, only because every year, and I mentioned that my parents have a garden, they're lucky enough to live in rural Indiana to where they can have their own backyard garden. But I always implore them, hey, every year when dad starts to plant his garden and mom is helping, I always ask, hey, did you guys plant rhubarb this year? I'm kind of curious, Gina, if you have rhubarb planted in any of the gardens there in the Floyd County area.
Not in our community garden. We do not have rhubarb. It's a little too wet in our garden. We probably can start because we have raised beds. It's a little too wet because we have cherry bushes that we just had to rescue because they were getting a little waterlogged. So they're now in a raised bed. So we're going to see how they do. Then we might add some rhubarb in.
Oh, that's fantastic, because nothing is better than a slice of strawberry rhubarb pie come the 1st of July, around the 4th of July. So if there's any way you can get that rhubarb in there with those strawberries, oh man. And once again, I'm making myself hungry just thinking about the gardens that you both are helping folks put together. And once again, a great program. It's the Grass to Garden program through Purdue Extension. Once again, Google Purdue Extension Grass to Garden if you have any questions or if you'd like some more information online. Once again, Gina Anderson, Karen Mitchell, thank you so much for sharing your time here today on the Your Community Podcast. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us here today on the Your Community Podcast. And if you're watching this on YouTube, the Hoosier Ag Today YouTube channel, be sure to hit like and subscribe so that way you get all the latest. In fact, you would be the first one to know when we have the next Your Community Podcast available, or any one of the podcasts that we have through the Hoosier Ag Today Podcast Network. So once again, if you're not watching this on YouTube, go to the YouTube channel for Hoosier Ag Today and hit that subscribe button and hit that like button. So once again, you can be on top of all of our many, many podcasts. Thank you again for watching. I'm CJ Miller with Hoosier Ag Today, and this is Your Community Podcast as Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension.